641 on First Edition. We are learning more about a massive data breach at Capital One. Joining us live, Bill Sickens, host of User Friendly 2.0 on Saturday evenings from 5 to 6, right here on AM 860. The Answer. So, Bill, as we're talking about this, what is the most important thing for people to remember as they're hearing about this latest hack?
I think especially with all of these ones that have to do with financial information, and this one really does, is to keep an eye on your bank account, because the information that gets out, changing your password, doing all the normal stuff that you should do anytime there's a data breach, doesn't keep the Social Security numbers and some of the other information that's been released out of the hands of the bad guys. So looking for anybody that's trying to open new accounts under your name, do different things, trying to take out a mortgage, that type of stuff, it's very important to be diligent, and it's very important to keep an eye on things. And in this case, we've got a data breach that's affected about 100 million customers, and it includes a lot of very personal information, Social Security numbers, addresses, credit limits, even that type of thing. And they're looking at a situation. This one's also a little bit more unusual because it's a domestic situation. They actually caught the person that did it. It's a Paige Thompson from Seattle, of all places, that they arrested on Monday. But nevertheless, this information's out there, and it's very, very important to keep an eye on your financial activity and just look for anything unusual that's going on. And if it happens, call your institution, which may not be necessarily Capital One.
And, you know, I've covered these things in the past, and sometimes people will hold on to information, like if it already got out there, they'll hold on to it for months, and then you kind of stop looking, and then all of a sudden it pops up.
Yeah, and that's a very, very good point. There's actually brokers that hold on to this information, so it's not necessarily something that you're going to see in the next 30 days or the next 60 days or something like that. And keeping on top of your financial data is always a good thing, but you're absolutely right. They will wait for kind of the dust to settle a little bit on it, as it were, and then go out and sell the information to the bad guys. So you might see a problem 6 months down the road. So always keeping on top of your financial information is a good thing, but in this day and age, it's very important to look for anything that may be unusual, charge that doesn't belong there, or more what they're starting to do now is accounts that you never opened.
And Capital One is offering credit monitoring to folks who may have been affected by this. Is credit monitoring enough?
Credit monitoring is a good start in the right direction. Now, getting the free credit monitoring from some of these services is a good thing. It keeps a little bit more information on top of it. One of the other things that I recommend, if you're able to do it, especially now, is to do what's called freezing your credit. And what that does is it creates a situation where new accounts can't be opened unless you go into an institution and authorize it with a photo ID and some other kind of identification. And we've run into this a couple of times where this will stop or at least greatly reduce the ability for accounts to be open in your name that you don't know about. One time it was look at your bank statements and there might be some charges that aren't yours, and that's still something to be careful of. But now it's opening whole new accounts, buying houses, buying cars in your name, these type of things, because they have enough information to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. I got my wallet stolen last week when I was on vacation. And
oh, no.
Thankfully, I got a text right away. I kind of, you know, noticed it was missing and thought I just misplaced it because there was a lot going on. But I got a text right away, and then I was able to immediately freeze all the different credit cards until I could get a handle on it. And luckily, nothing went through. So there are things out there that you can do, you know, getting texts on your phone and freezing individual cards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that's happening now is a lot of the banks are getting a lot better on the fraud alerts. So in a situation like what you're talking about where your wallet's stolen, all of a sudden somebody starts using your cards in a way that you wouldn't, it can actually identify, lock the card, and then send you a text message or have the fraud department contact you and say, hey, is this you? What's going on? And when it's not, you know, go ahead and know to shut it down. But yeah, getting on it quickly is very important, locking down the cards and freezing everything. But keeping in mind that whoever has your wallet still most likely does have your ID, which might have your home address, these type of things. It's very, very important to be vigilant.
Good information, Bill. We sure appreciate your time here on First Edition. Thanks for joining us on Tech Tuesday.
Thank you.
That's Bill Sickens, host of User Friendly 2.0, heard Saturdays from 5 to 6 right here on AM 860, The Answer.
Coming up, it's a big debate for the crowded field of Democrats hoping to run for president in 2020. We'll go live to Washington, D.C. next. It's 6:46 at The Answer.